Thank you, Martin. My apologies, but I am hearing a lot of feedback in the background. So perhaps if everyone could try and minimise that, that would be helpful. Thank you very much for your time, and I'm very pleased to accept this invitation to engage with the GPF. I understand I have about 20 or 25 minutes, something of that order. So I have a small number of slides that I'm able to present. So I will ask my colleague, Sam, if he could just put those slides up. But ideally, what I'd like to do is keep a reasonable amount of time for questions with those here on the call today. Thank you, Sam. Perhaps if you could go to slide 3 for me first, please. Thank you. I'm sure many are aware that the trustees, again, if everyone could go on mute, please. Through the back part of last year, did a consultation regarding sustainability reporting. That was open during the period of October through to December. The level of outreach gives you a sense through this slide of what was undertaken by the trustees. And certainly you're able to get a sense of the significance, both in size, but also the diversity of responses that we received to the consultation paper. If anyone is particularly interested, they can obviously look to our website and see the responses that we came in. Thank you, Sam. If we could go to the next slide, please. So what have we been doing since the conclusion of the consultation period at 31 December? We've been moving pretty rapidly to get the analysis to the trustees in order for them to take some views, particularly around strategic direction, and then to get that information back out onto the public record as swiftly as possible. We did that in two phases. So we had trustee meetings on the 1st of February and also at the start of March. And we broke the analysis for the trustees up into two phases. The first phase being what's known as questions 1 to 3 of the consultation paper. And then in March, we dealt with questions 4 to 9. And first of all, in that first meeting, the trustees particularly recognised the broad support that had been received for the creation of global sustainability standards and for the role that the foundation could play through the creation of a sustainability standards board inside the IFRS Foundation's governance. Thank you, Sam. If we could go to the next. Thank you. Again, this slide, and we'll make sure it's available if people wish to see them, is simply to give you a snapshot of the types of responses that we received, both by region, which is the bar chart on the left, giving a sense of what was received from regions to our consultation paper, and then on the right, from the different parts of what you might describe the full stakeholder range of who responded to our paper as well. And I think both can give a sense that what I said earlier, there has been broad support and pleasingly quite a diversity in the nature and the geographical positioning of those responses. Thank you, Sam. This was, in effect, the part of the statement made by the trustees shortly after their meeting in early February. It covers, in effect, what I indicated to you, the broad support for the global sustainability standards, for the role of the foundation to play, and also giving a clear sense of the next steps that the trustees need to take, and particularly with a focus on COP26, which is in November of this year. Thank you. So then, as I indicated, we've come to the second phase of the analysis and a second meeting of the trustees in early March. And that was to conclude around the further analysis that we were able to provide to the trustees coming from that consultation paper. Now, importantly here, before the trustees met, the week before, OSCO did a very important public statement, which I cover in this slide, but it's certainly about their ability to want to work with the foundation as we go through the stages of developing and creating a new board. And as well, this is quite important, IOSCO signalling that they are working through a process of how they may deliver future endorsement of the new Sustainability Standards Reporting Board and of the standards that board would produce. Now, why that's significant is for many of us, or at least those of us old enough, we go back 20 years in the history of the IS Foundation and of the ISB, and we're well aware that the endorsements that were provided by IOSCO in the early 2000s to the work of the ISB was very significant in building that momentum of adoption of the standards. And so, therefore, there is a level of parallel between the early 2000s to what's now occurring with the Sustainability Standards Board. Thank you, Sam. So let me try and unpack this, because this was the release that was made earlier this week, I should say, from last week's meeting of the trustees. And this gives very much a sentiment around the strategic direction for the new Sustainability Standards Board based on the responses and analysis that we'd received. And very much the board, the new Sustainability Standards Reporting Board, would have an investor focus, and particularly for enterprise value. And that was really built on, you know, the investor focus is clearly where the foundation and the board have very much built their focus and experience over many years. We asked questions around what level of scope should the new board have, and clearly, nearly unanimously, we got very strong support for moving to climate, but also having a broader focus outside of climate to the other areas that are particularly important to investors' needs in the ESG breadth. So not just only on climate, not just only on environment, but through the broader ESG, but with that investor focus. Again, very strong feedback about building on the existing work that's already been done through those, the TCFD, also the Alliance of Standard Setters and the WEF. So many groups have worked through in different ways, developing up information, and the feedback the trustees have said have received is to make sure the new board already builds on that work and not to start with a fresh approach. And importantly, we see that there are rapid developments in many jurisdictions about development of standards and guidance as well in this area. And so the encouragement and the strategic direction is for the new board to produce baseline standards that can be the building blocks for different jurisdictions who may have ambitions and desires to go broader or deeper than where the baseline standards may be. Thank you, Sam. So where do we go from here? Very much we've got focus that we need to complete certain work to produce a feedback statement that then provides onto the public record the analysis around the responses that we have received fully to the consultation paper. We are looking to proposals to change the foundation's constitution, which will then formalise the establishment of a new board. Those will need to occur in an appropriate manner to give our stakeholders sufficient time to reply to those. It's important that we are making sure that we're engaging very regularly with our monitoring board so that those views, their views, can be very much taken into account by the trustees as they build up to these proposed changes to the constitution. And as I said earlier, very much looking towards what can be concluded and announced at COP26 later this year. Thank you, Sam. Lovely. So if I may pass back to you, Martin, I know that's a very rushed presentation, but perhaps the key messages here: consultation has now been concluded, trustees have met twice, both meetings have now got public statements out, the second building on the very important work that IOSCO had signalled, there is strategic direction on what the board is possible to do. Next steps is obviously very much getting constitution changes around how the foundation would change to accommodate that, and that would be then out for public public consultation. But very much happy to take comments or questions.
Okay, thanks, Lee. Do we have anybody who want to comment on Lee's presentation? I have a question.
Hi, this is Srinath here. I would like to understand what is the current thinking of IASB in terms of if and when a new reporting standard gets evolved. Where do you think that will be included? Will that be part of the financial statements or broader annual accounts in terms of reporting these numbers? What I understand is IASB is more focused on accounting standards, mainly emphasized on financial reporting. Perhaps this is one of the new areas where you are getting into. What is the thinking broadly from the board?
Sure, thank you very much. And I think the way you've described it is certainly the positioning at this time. But, you know, there is more work to be done, particularly that's something that the new board would need to think through and work with as well. But there is a level of interconnectedness here that is going to be important as to where information sits. So we can see clearly there's an interconnectedness between how the two boards will work. And then your question is then, where does that thinking of each board sit? And the answer certainly is the majority of the ISB's work sits very much within the financial statements. But we are aware of that very important work they've been doing through management commentary and how that enters up then being I think Hans refers to it as a docking station for much of the work that the new board may wish to do. And so I think at this stage, it's very much that the new board's work may sit mainly outside of the financials, but we need to think very carefully about that level of interconnectedness. And different regions may take some level of different approach through regulation as well on this.
Thank you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, Lee. Anybody else has a comment or question? Seems not to be the case. Then thank you very much, Lee, for this update.
No problem at all. So I wish you the very best for the rest of the meeting. Lovely to see you, Martin. It feels like I haven't seen you for some time. So I wish you well with the meeting and thank you for the invitation.
Okay, thanks, Lee. Bye-bye.